William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Lightness, a novel by Emily Temple, performed by Brittany Presley. Once, not so long ago, a woman on the street told me my fortune. She said it was good news. I'd live a long life. I'd be happy, bouncing babies, etc. I was past 30 by then, and I'd had these things on my mind. But there was a catch. Well, isn't there always? You'll never get your good, long life if you keep asking the wrong questions, the woman said. I wanted to know, which question is the right question? She passed my fingers between her palms, my palms between her fingers. She said, not that one. But I was only teasing her. I knew which question to ask. Two. A suicide, they said. Nothing to suggest otherwise. If not a suicide, perhaps an accident. The steep cliff, the shifting rocks. When you see hoofprints in the forest, the authorities said. What would horses be doing in our forest? We wanted to know. Accidents happen all the time, the authorities said. We know you had nothing to do with this. Three. I've found the authorities to be, in some matters, unreliable. Chapter 1. The man who drove me up the mountain in the first month of my 16th summer looked nothing like my father. He had thick black hair, a thick red neck, and a rosary wrapped around his rearview mirror. But instead of a cross, a miniature naked woman, whose breasts seemed not quite to scale, dangled from the coil of synthetic beads. She bobbed in the flow of the air vents, twisted and slapped two-dimensionally against the cheap black cab plastic. And I was reminded again of the shapes of women, the impossible geometry into which I was meant to fold myself. I couldn't look at her for long. Not because of my own monstrous reflection, which I kept catching in the rear view, also not quite to scale, I thought, but because my stomach was weak in those days. Whenever the car hit a quick dip or banked a long curve, it felt as though parts of my body, throat, liver, one thick thigh, were left hovering, separated, while the rest plummeted or swerved or bumped or whatever. It was a long drive, our trajectory relentless. Even approaching the levitation center is an exercise in anti-gravity, people used to say. And it's true. The center was high enough in the mountains, but I felt the air thin out long before I even saw the main building, with its paper-white stucco walls, its red-tipped roof, its enormous golden seal. The atmosphere loosened steadily as we drove. I could feel all that nice, thick, sea-level air pooling at my ankles and then abandoning me, even through the churn of the air conditioning. In the end, I spent most of the ride staring at an amoebic mole on the back of the cab driver's neck. That was my mother's wisdom. To combat motion sickness, look unwaveringly at something inside the car. Something small and still. If it's decidedly cancerous, dark purple, spreading out at the edges, no matter. Say nothing. Try not to move your eyes. I know a lot of people who can't remember themselves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?